from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Give me a hell yeah!
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty blondie and Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. Moneybags, have the latest for you. The latest is 5 o'clock fire, which you're listening to, is brought to you by Kirk Holmes, and we are live here at Buffalo Wild Wings and about to hook somebody up with our big prize of the day. Coming up in this hour, in the 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win 2 tickets to see the Texans host the Chicago Bears. That's Caleb Williams, this year's number one pick, versus C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans right here at NRG. We are hooking you up with a chance, Bud Light is hooking you up with a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Texans and the Bears. So hang with us, stay right here, and if you're on the way, you might want to get here because we're going to be hooking somebody up with that here in the 5 o'clock hour. It's been a great time here at Buffalo Wild Wings here at the Katy location. So we've had a good time here, but we've been hooking people up. We've hooked people up with multiple $25 gift cards, Visa gift cards. Our guy Scott just won a really, really nice, almost couldn't pick that cooler up myself, a really nice cooler, also courtesy of Bud Light, and now the ticket's coming up in this hour. All right, Clint, I told you it is, and listen, you said you're excited about this. You don't need to get much to get you going for tonight as the year opens, as the Chiefs will host the Ravens, but Clint, there's a little bit more at it right now. I said to you, I wondered if the Chiefs would be as motivated as Baltimore in this game. This is coming from the Washington Post, from Lamar Jackson. How I'm feeling right now, I wish I was feeling like this body-wise in the AFC Championship. We would have won the game. I would have been able to move around for my guys. We would have won the game. With me just hurting and couldn't move, I know if my legs were good, we would have won that S. we wouldn't have had to even throw the ball at all. F throwing the ball. That's Lamar Jackson going into this game saying now, giving some understanding a little bit to why Todd Monken wouldn't run him. Although the few times when he ran in that game, if I remember, his legs were good enough for him to catch his own pass and run for about 13 yards. But now he's out here talking, saying, hey, if my legs was right, we would have won that game.
Yeah, I actually love this.
I love it, though. I'm happy.
I don't know if I advise it before you play the Chiefs, but I actually love it. I mean, here's why. If you remember correctly, this time last year, what was Lamar Jackson talking about, Ron?
5,000 yards.
I'm going to throw for 5. He may even went for 6,000 because nobody else had done it. I'm going to throw for 6,000 yards. Right, I said immediately. I mean, boy, the league is so thankful that that's where your mind is you're going to try to throw the ball all over the park, right? Defensive coordinators, there's 31 defensive coordinators in this league right now. When he was saying that last year, that were like, "Whoo! I hope he's right. I hope that is what he tries to do." So last year, I thought that's plumb ass silly. And forget the 6,000 number. Just that mindset of being in a place where you're talking like. That's where, if you're an opponent, that's where you want Lamar Jackson. Let me tell you where you don't want to see Lamar Jackson is if he and the Baltimore Ravens
are committed
to hell with the pass, we're going to run the football. That's the Lamar, and I'm not discrediting or disrespecting or anything Lamar Jackson's ability to throw the football. I'm on record. I think he's got significantly more arm talent than people give him credit for. Are there struggles in his game? Sure. He's got some things he's got to work on. But at the end of the day, they're not losing games because he can't throw the football overall. When it's all said and done, he's got a special, special weapon, which is his legs. His legs can open up opportunities that other quarterbacks dream of. To not use those and to not do that week in, week out, and make the game significantly easier for everybody involved is silly. And so this is something that, being a Texans fan, I would rather not hear. I'd rather him talking about he's going to throw for 6,000 yards, Ron.
Yeah. I don't know why he's talking about it. We should have won the game last year. I just couldn't run. So that was it. Yeah. Does that also stop you from having your running backs run it too? Because they only ran it 6 times. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know. I mean that's just. Hey, I love it because I think it has now maybe made this game a little bit more intense.
We couldn't run the ball.
With you coming out here and maybe the Chiefs with the thought of that's what it is and maybe they might match. Because I do think Baltimore tonight is the team that probably has treated this more of a, God, we got to have it, than the Chiefs. I think the offseason, when they saw who they were opening up against and opening up the season and in Arrowhead against the Chiefs, I think they were probably more, we got to get them. We got to get them than maybe the Chiefs. And I think maybe this evens it up. But should be a fun game. I think maybe this adds on more to it. But to the point that Lamar is making, maybe we don't have to throw the ball. Hell, they add Derrick Henry to this team. And you would think, to me, that is the case. How dominant is this run game going to be for the Ravens tonight? If we're talking about in this particular game, how dominant? Because they're going to run if they run it enough times, they're going to be successful. Now, if they only run it 6 times, like they did in the AFC Championship game, that's a different thing. By the way, they were 7 yards a carry on those 6 carries that they ran with the running backs. But they're going to run with some success. It's just how much. And how much does the game allow them to be able to run like that? Because many times when they've played the Chiefs before, they've gotten down by multiple scores early, and they've kind of had to ditch what it is that they want to do.
Yeah, look, and this Derrick Henry to the Ravens is one of my top, obviously, moves in the NFL offseason. And it's interesting because there's not many teams that play offensive football the same way the Titans did when Derrick Henry was with the Titans, and I'm talking when he was the Titans, not last year when there were some other running backs mixed in, but like when he was that dude, and he was their identity. Like what it took to do that from all 11 guys offensively, there's not many teams he could have gone to that are similar to that in makeup. Baltimore is one of them. Baltimore is a team that definitely after last year, but they are a team that for the last 4 or 5 years have been, hey, man, we're going to be more physical than you. We're going to run this thing downhill. We're going to beat you down for 3 quarters so that we can then win the game in the 4th quarter with our run game. Like, this has the makings of being an unbelievable fit, Derrick Henry in Baltimore. And then you talk about the Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson 1-2 punch. This week we've talked a lot about Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson. You know, are they on the same page? Can they do some of the things that Shane Steichen wants them to do? And if so, boy, that's a lethal 1-2 combo. We know Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry can do it. Can they do it together?
Yeah.
And if they can do it together, this is another one of those offenses that, again, there's only a handful of them, but this is another one of those offenses, boy, that can strike in so many different ways with so many with such physicality that, boy, if it's good, it's going to be hard to beat.
How you see this game going tonight?
I like Baltimore tonight. Just simply, you've mentioned the reasons. I mean, it's not real. It's not rocket science for me. I think the Super Bowl blueprint the Chiefs have, and I don't know how much stock goes into Week 1 on a Thursday night for them. I don't know. I think they're motivated to see what Worthy's got and kind of come together as a unit with the new guys more so than playing with a chip on their shoulder right now. And I think Baltimore is the exact opposite. They are a 180. This is a game, a lot like Detroit last year, where you need to make a statement and win this game. You need to make a statement to the entire NFL. And, look, it helps that it's the Chiefs, but ultimately because you fell short last year, Lamar Jackson's clearly pissed off. You need to make a statement this year of what the 2024 Baltimore Ravens are going to look like with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson in the backfield, having learned from that AFC Championship loss last year. I just think this is one of those games where for a month now, one team has taken it extremely serious and the other one's throwing behind the back passes. I'm not hating on that. I'm just saying that's the mentality.
That happened one time.
And it was
no. Listen, I get where you're coming from on that. The only thing is, I think the Chiefs' offense and Patrick Mahomes may feel like they have something to prove. Their offense, that was the worst we've ever seen them look under him. They kick field goals all the time. There's Travis Johnson. They kick field goals all the time. They struggle. I do think their offense. So I think this one could be a high scoring game. And I think in the upper 20s, lower 30s, I'll still go with the Chiefs here tonight. But no, I get where you're coming from here. I think the Ravens want this a lot more, and I feel like they may need it.
Ravens got a lot more to prove. I think the Chiefs just got that blueprint, boy. They're easy going right now.
Yeah, and we'll see. Now it doesn't help. Hell, last year they didn't need the home field advantage, and they still got to the Super Bowl. So at some point of view says, well, maybe it's just one bye. I don't even know if they care where they play, to be honest, in the postseason. So should be a good one tonight.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Astros were looking to avoid the sweep in Cincinnati today. But as Tyler put on here so eloquently, F my life, they were not able to do that. The Astros lose 1-0. To the Cincinnati Reds. They end up losing all three of the games in that series. Hunter Brown pitched very well, 6 innings, no runs, and 6 strikeouts to 1 walk. Their offense just could not get anything going. They really had one major chance in this game late, and Victor Caratini hit into a double play with runners on first and third in the 7th inning in a 0-0 game, and then immediately Ty France, formerly of the Mariners, hit a solo home run, and that seemed to be enough there for the Reds. How do you take this series? How do you take this series that they're coming off of playing so well against the Royals in the previous series, ending that series pretty well? They were on a 6-game streak, I believe, there. What do you take from this series getting swept 3 in a row here by the Reds?
Well, look, I think the Astros have earned the right with what they've done of late, the hunting down the Mariners, building up to a six-game lead in the division. Right now, what is it, at 5?
Maybe 4.5. We'll see. Let me check.
Depending on what the Mariners did today. I mean, I think they've built a big enough lead in this series, and I think they've earned the right for me. I don't want to speak for everybody, but for me to look at a series where you get swept a little bit differently. I'm not overly concerned. I think there's positives to take from damn near every game. Hunter Brown was nails today. Any way you slice it, Spencer Arrighetti, I think it was so bad is the positive. Actually, I think there's
this is the positive how bad it was.
That team's not putting up that many runs and hitting the ball that square unless he's tipping pitches. I'm not going to let that diminish what I've seen Spencer Arrighetti do up to date. I think he still deserves to be talked about in the same comment, same vein as Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown and company and Yusei Kikuchi right now. Simply, yes, I did say that because look, I'm not letting one game diminish that. And then you look back at the Verlander game and he threw 107 pitches, guys. I think that's now. Unfortunately, the five innings isn't nice.
Less than five, yeah.
But the 107 tells us that clearly from a pitch count standpoint, he is back. He's full go. And so I think there are some silver linings, and the Astros have earned the right for me to be able to view a sweep in a series like that.
Yeah, as you said, there's some you can throw away. Here, we'll see if it continues. If they continue to play rough against the Diamondbacks in this series at home. Framber gets the ball tomorrow with Kikuchi on Saturday and Verlander on Sunday. That Sunday one is one to watch with Verlander. If it gets rough again, then maybe there's another conversation. By the way, the Mariners go into the ninth inning on the road in Oakland. They lead 4-2. They lead 4-2. So right now it is a five-game lead. It would go to 4.5. If that score holds in Oakland. So that's where the Astros are. Like you said, I think they're in a pretty good place, just over 20 games left, and that's a tough one to make up. And they play them head-to-head coming up on the 23rd. So the Astros, pretty good place, even after getting swept in Cincinnati.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, guys, the Texans injury report is out, Clint, and if you remember last year, this is a lot different than last year. Last year, even I believe in week one, we saw a laundry list of guys every single week. Like, if not playing, but at least, oh, he's got a quad, he's got a knee, he's got – I mean, Laramie was on it every single week. Multiple players, he went alone, that were on it every single week. This week, to start the first game of the year, only MJ Stewart, who has a knee quad issue, and it doesn't look like he's going to play. He didn't practice again today, hasn't practiced all week. He's the only one, however, that is on the injury report, and I'm talking as questionable or anything. So they come into this pretty healthy right now.
Yeah, and look, what does that mean? That means a successful camp. I mean, yeah, their priorities, there's things that they got accomplished without a doubt. And they did a hell of a job at that. I thought they got unbelievable work throughout the joint practices. They went to camp a week earlier than everybody else, so you could get through camp at a little different pace when you start a week in advance, when you've got an added preseason game. I just think they got tremendous work, and the way that they came out on the back end of camp, especially after a D'Amico Ryans camp, which is generally speaking a little bit more physical than most camps around the league, I would think, to be healthy at this point. Is big on the backside of camp, and it's big, obviously, to kick off the season.
All right. That is big. And I think it's a big thing that Will Anderson doesn't even show up with the ankle on
Absolutely.
The injury list, that they feel like, hell, you look at that, he may be 100%. I didn't know if he was going to be, but that's a big thing to look at. All right. As we continue live here from Buffalo Wild Wings here in Katy, remember, in this hour, we are going to be hooking somebody up with a pair of tickets to see the Texans and the Bears. All you got to do is come on in, sign your name, put it in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win there. I see the cheerleaders here. I see Travis Johnson. Trap has walked into the building. You want to join? Why not, man? Let's hear him, man. I do. I want to talk to him because I want to talk to him about his position. His position in particular. Coming up on the other side, Travis Johnson. He'll join us live here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
But first, Texas Star Grill Shop.
It's a thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. I want to let you all know, in the building and if you're on the way here, the Texans cheerleaders are in the building. Travis Johnson's in the building. He's going to join us here in a second. And When this segment ends, that is when we will do our drawing for the winner for the pair of tickets to see the Texans take on the Chicago Bears. And as I just got here, it also comes with two wristbands for the Bud Light, the Bud Light tailgate. And you have free beer, free food. So we are hooking you up. Bud Light is hooking you up big time. So that is coming up as soon as this segment ends. So if you have not got your name into that raffle box, you might want to get your ass on over there and do that.
This is how the hell you party right here.
Tell me.
Come to a Buffalo Wild Wings. This atmosphere, tremendous, right? I mean, like you mentioned, cheerleaders, the Bud Light promo girls over there.
Ladies.
Trap gets thrown in that mix somehow, some way.
Always.
Must be living right. But how about that? I mean, two tickets and don't just show up to the game. You show up early and they're going to feed you and drink you. I mean, that's absolutely beautiful. You give away two $25 gift cards courtesy of Bud Light. You give away a top-notch cooler over there.
You get a
little
chance
earlier.
To party.
Curtis, that's right, Dusty. Hell yeah, you do. And Bud Light knows how to do it now. It
sounds like you need to marry Bud Light. She feeds you.
I'm married. I can't cheat.
My wife don't mind me cheating with Bud Light.
I wasn't talking about my wife, but I'm just doing my job. If you know what I mean. I'm married in that family, but they're doing a hell of a job.
I'll marry your ass.
You ain't wrong.
I'm just saying I'm open.
You're not wrong at all.
I'm open, but like, hey, Trap, man, hey, I'm looking at this game coming up on Sunday, and this would be a game that's made for you and your position group, because it feels like this game may come down to, and I think this would affect so many portions of the game, how long CJ's on the field, how long that offense is on the field. I think we know what the Colts want to do and what they have to do in this game. They got to use Jonathan Taylor, and they got to use Anthony Richardson off of them. They got to run the football. If the Texans are successful in stopping the Colts from running the football and then making them have to do something different, what will that look like?
I think it looks what you want it to look like. When you put it basically, you know, I look at Anthony Richardson like he's a rookie right now. This is a guy who didn't play all last season. Now he's on the field, you know, coming off an injury. You don't really know what you're going to get. He didn't get as many snaps in the preseason as you would have liked him probably to get, as far as if you're a Colts fan or if you're a part of the Colts organization, because you didn't want to get him hurt. You know, but I think it looks good. I think when you can pin your ears back with the group that we have, especially up front, those guys want to rush the passer. Those guys want to put all seven cleats in the ground. I don't even know if they wear seven studs anymore. But they want to put those seven studs in the ground. They want to pin their ears back, and they want to go after that quarterback. And we got to remember, this guy's also a big dude. Now, this is Cam. Yeah. This is Cam Newton reincarnated. Yeah. I don't know if he's as good as Cam yet, but I think we have the tools to go out there and really force the issue with making him have to beat us.
How do you feel
throwing? Making have to beat you throwing? Exactly. Yeah,
yeah. Well, how do you feel about the interior defensive line in particular? I know they took some big swings, and I'm not talking about obviously Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. We all feel good about them. But the interior defensive line on this football team, I think D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio set out to make a big splash there. And in free agency, it happens. You swing, you miss on a couple of guys, and you've got a backup plan. They seem to be very confident. I look at it and go, you got a lot of depth. You can rotate some dudes through there. But how do you feel about the Tim Settles, the Foleys, the Mario Edwards Jr. How do you feel about those guys being able to get done what you guys just talked about getting done?
Well, I think for me, when you sign a guy like Mario Edwards Jr., in my opinion, I think this is a guy who now you put him in the right defense that he hasn't been able to play in for a long time.
We've heard that a lot. We've heard that he's not been in the scheme that fits him the most.
No, this is a guy from the time he got to Florida State when he was a young kid. You know, me and his daddy, we missed each other by a year at Florida State. And I've known this kid probably, I feel like, his whole life. You know, he's a kid that should have been a 3-4, I mean a 4-3, three technique. He's a guy who can get off the ball. He causes a lot of problems. You can put him at the nose in a 4-3, and he wreaks havoc. And, you know, I think you can really get some amazing things out of him. I think he's the X factor for me inside that interior, who a lot of people, they think, okay, he's a good vet. He's a journeyman. I think he's year 9 or maybe even year 10 for him. But guess what? You're going to get a guy who's going to play like a year 4, 5, or 6 guy with a mind of a vet, and he's going to give you a lot of plays. I look for him to have the biggest year he's ever had. I really believe in this defense, he has the potential to be a double-digit sack guy this year.
Really?
No question.
Yeah.
I think he can really – he'll really take us to another level. I mean, when you look at the other guy, what's the guy we got out of Jacksonville?
Foley.
Yeah, well, Foley. I think Foley's going to be a pretty good addition to us. I think we have the tools to really do some things. I mean, when you get him, Foley and Junior, 1-5, excuse me, Foley and Mario Edwards Junior starting together, I think those kids right now, they're going to be awesome, man. I think with having Daniil on the outside, having Anderson Jr. on the outside, I think this D line is going to be our focal point. I think they're going to be the bell cows of this defense that keeps everything running.
Sunday is the test, though. Sunday is big test, and I like what you said. They have to stop the run to a point where they get to do what they want to do, and that's rush the passer. Because if this game at all comes to, hey, Anthony Richardson, you got to drop back, whether that's because CJ and company have put up points and now we can't just run the football, whatever. If it comes to that, I mean, now that's a scary bunch.
Scary.
Daniil Hunter, that Will, and that.
And then you bring old man Jerry Hughes off the bench, and now all of a sudden you get – Jerry's still making a lot of plays right now. Jerry easily last year probably could have been a double-digit sack guy if he doesn't miss. I think he missed about 10 sacks. Where he has his hand on the quarterback and just didn't finish it at the point, or he got knocked off by another pass rusher. I'm super excited about this D line play. I don't even want to think about what's behind them right now. But to get Daniil Hunter, he looks like he's 215 pounds, and he's not. He's huge.
Yeah, you get up on it.
He looks like he cut up like a turkey, man. This is a good looking dude.
He looks like he's 215 on that TV. When you're standing next to him, he looks like a damn gladiator.
No question.
When he walked up on us at practice at first, I was in the mindset of like, dude's just one of those, you know, kind of, because if you. From a weight perspective, he's a lot bigger than he weighs.
Oh, no question.
But when I think pass rush specialist, wins with speed, he's probably not going to be. He's one of them humans that walks up on you and his skeleton is just larger than most.
His forearms.
When I say 215, for all you listeners out there at Sports Radio 610 and sportsradio610.com, for all you listeners out there, you know, when I say 215, he's probably 270 if I give him that. He's probably 270, but he looks like, he's a physical specimen. Like, dude has a 32-inch waist, probably with 40 legs. His ass is probably a 40. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's literally like, if God made anything better for a D lineman, he kept it for himself.
Yeah.
He looks like, when you talk about guys, defensive ends that look the part, when you talk about Julius Peppers, you talk about Mario Williams, you talk about Daniil Hunter, it's a lot of guys that you say God literally took those guys and chiseled them out and said, "This I'm going to make the perfect defensive end."
Yeah.
And these are what these guys look like. And he's one of those guys that looked that part and plays that part.
Yeah.
What's been your impression of Kenyon Green, what you've seen a little bit of him? He was a first-round pick a couple of years ago.
A lot of A&M.
And they set him down to kind of get his body together, and he seems to have gotten his body together. And he has passed every test. What's been your thought as you've seen him kind of get ready to get back into this year?
I think it's the epitome of stick-to-itiveness. You know what I'm saying? One of them coaching words that I don't think you find it in the dictionary.
I don't think so.
But it's a stick-to-itive guy. You know, this is a guy who's good at tuck tail and decided, oh, it's not for me, or could have went the other way. But you see him grinding it out. You see him take care of his body. You see him come back and say, you know what, I'm going to be back in the starting lineup. I'm going to be the guy who they expected me to be. And I think he's on the way. I think he's really taking ownership of who he wants to be and the type of player he wants to be. I think he takes the next step of being the pro's pro.
Yeah. Trev, we've talked about Kenyon multiple times, man, and just his – I can't relate because I'm not a bigger dude, but like I've been around a lot of big dudes. It's significantly more difficult for y'all to change y'all's body than it is for a 230, 220, 215
guy. No question.
And it takes a lot more accountability. It takes a lot more dedication, discipline. And I know you just talked about it, but like I just can't minimize or undervalue the effort and what this dude was able to do with his body. I don't know if it's going to work out at guard or not. I hope it does. He seems to be a hell of a player.
Yeah.
But damn, what he's been able to do, man, that's impressive.
I think like we talked about this off air, just about changing up the way you eat, changing your lifestyle. You know, when you're a big kid and you've been a big kid your whole life, it's kind of hard. You know what I mean? Because, like, you look at the scale and you've always been the tip top, but you're also a great athlete. So you've gotten away with a lot of things. But then when you get in the league.
Referring to yourself, correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. He's looking at me.
You know, you probably was a good athlete.
I was all right. I had a hell of a swim.
He spatted his ankles. Great spat.
He said, he looked great. He looked great off the bus, huh?
Oh, spat. Hey. Quick feet.
Oh, baby, quick feet.
But I say that to say, you know, it takes time. You know, and when you start racking up those injuries, you got a lot of questions. You're saying, what am I doing? Because I'm going to the weight room. I'm going to practice. I'm working hard. I'm giving all my effort. But it takes another step to say, you know what? Maybe I got to stop drinking. Maybe I got to do this. Maybe I got to get to bed on time. Maybe I got to make sure I'm seeing the chiropractor. Maybe I got to make sure. Yeah. It's a lot of things that turns you into a pro.
Yeah.
That takes you to that next level. And I think he's literally dedicated himself to saying, how do I become better? How do I become a better me? And I think that's what you're seeing out of him right now.
Yeah, I don't know what he did in Oregon, but that's where he had to go. He went to Oregon for a few months and did his thing, but he got his body together. All right, man.
I need to go to Oregon then. they give it out on Zipic over there?
I don't know what they give it out, but he did something. You know? He did something in Oregon. All right, Travis, we appreciate you stopping by and hanging out with us. That's Travis Johnson. Give him a hand out here. As we continue,
Bud Light a hand.
There you go. And Bud Light is about to hook somebody up with a pair of tickets to see the Texans and the Bears. We're doing that coming up as well. And hey, be thinking about this because we talk about this on the other side. Who is the Texan you're most excited to see coming up on Sunday? Who is it you're most excited to see coming up on Sunday? We'll discuss that as we continue rolling right here.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Live on the drive.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings and Katie, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we are live, congratulations to our latest winner, Edwin. Edwin, who won the tickets and also who won the beer and drinking passes, courtesy of Bud Light. The beer and drinking passes. That's what it's basically.
The tailgate package.
That's what he said to me. He said, this is my drinking passes. That's what he told me.
They all with that food.
It's drinking passes. So congratulations. Congratulations to Edwin and all our winners today. It's been a fun time today here at Buffalo Wild Wings. As we'll do this again next week, and we will be at this location. We will be here in Katy. Come on out, and you can still come on out here, man. If you're looking for a place to watch the game tonight, as the NFL season kicks off here between the Chiefs and the Ravens, you can come here. There are 197 televisions, it looks like, in front of me. There is not an angle, not a spot, not a seat in the house where you're unable to see the game. So come on out here at the Katy location. Again, we'll be out here next week for Thirsty Thursday as well. Tomorrow, we'll be at East River 9. Come hang out with us downtown for a little football Friday. It'll be a good time again. Giveaways again there as well. So come hang out with us as the first football Friday kicks off tomorrow. East River 9, come hang out with us and enjoy yourself as the drive continues to be on the road.
And tomorrow is Academy Sports and Outdoors,
That's
the $1,000
right.
Ultimate Tailgate Prize Pack. You can register to win that, obviously. Along with that, there are two more Texans, Houston Texans tickets to hang with Ron and I at a Texans game. I believe it's the Christmas Day game. So tomorrow, come on through. There's some other gift certificates that we'll be giving away as well. So Academy Sports and Outdoors, East River 9, tomorrow, 2 to 6 p.m., come through and hang with the drive.
Yeah, come on out. Hang out with us. We'll have a good time as we did today as well. Remember, coming up behind us, Texans All Access and defensive coordinator, the man, Matt Burke.
I'm trying to be better about
Matt Burke. He will join the fellas on Texans All Access as well as the Hall of Famer John McClain. They'll talk about week one coming up. And remember, Texans All Access now is 6 to 8. And then from 8 to midnight, I'm looking at one of the hosts right now. Man, I'm guessing he's putting together the Creighton's over there, Bajani and Creighton, Area 45, live and local until midnight tonight. They'll take over at 8 o'clock and go until midnight so you can enjoy your time and hang out with the fellas through the night. All right, Clint, tomorrow, obviously it's Football Friday. We'll dive into this game between the Texans and the Colts. Even more, but I think there are a lot of guys, a lot of players that we are looking at that we would say, hey, I cannot wait to see this cat. Some of you can't wait to see C.J. Stroud. Some of you can't wait to see Will Anderson because Haley hasn't practiced since before this week, since Hill July. Some of you, there may be others, some of the new guys, some of the rookies, whatever. There are certain guys. Some of you, Cam Akers, I've seen people send in. Can't wait to see Cam Akers. Who is it? Who is it that you are most amped to see on Sunday?
Yeah, look, it's easy for me, man. I mean, it's Derek Stingley Jr. And there's a lot of guys that I'm intrigued to see. I want to see who they are. Can they play? How do they fit this defense? I feel like I know who Derek Stingley Jr. is. We've seen, because of the injuries, we've seen shorter sample sizes. I don't want to call them small, but shorter sample sizes than we had hoped to see at this point in his career. And reality is the night that he shadowed Amari Cooper with the Cleveland Browns and took him completely out of the box score, when two weeks previously he had gone for, I don't remember what it was, he'd gone off and tore us up, that was, to me, his coming out party. Now I'm anxious to see this dude in this system in year two be the key to the defense that I talked about when he was drafted. I referred to him as the key to a defense. I truly believe he can be that guy, and he's in a spot in his career where now's the time to take off. He's on the runway. Let's have 17 games. Let's be a Pro Bowler. Let's be an all-pro type of corner. I think he has that caliber player in him. Also, you look across the ball from him, the corner, number two corner on this team is a rookie. There's going to be a need. I don't know how often, but there's going to be a need for Derek Stingley to do some of what he did against Amari Cooper and travel and shadow wide receivers on this tremendous schedule. So Derek Stingley, from the impact he can have on this team to the impact he can have on Kamari Lassiter, the second round pick, to him just legitimately coming into his own and being the best corner in this league, I'm here to see it, and I think the Texans will benefit unbelievably if he plays to that caliber.
Yeah, some people texting in saying Kenyon Green. I know it's not sexy, but Kenyon Green against that front for the Colts, like, that's one that I want to watch. I don't know that I'm excited to see that. I'm more in the, yo, how is that going to look? How is it going to hold up? Not excited, right? Like you said, you're excited to see, like, you're thinking that this cat could be a game changer, right? Maybe you're excited to see that. It's going to be one of the big things that we'll probably talk about tomorrow, one of the big things in the game. But I'm not sure if I'm like, whoa, DeForest Buckner against Kenyon Green, Jack. Woo.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's definitely going to be a big part of it. For me, it's Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon is, I mean, that was the run game. We were talking about it during the offseason. Can they get Saquon Barkley? Can they get one of these backs, Josh Jacobs, these backs to jump in to really help this team? And they go and get Joe Mixon, and everybody has been pretty excited to see what Joe Mixon can do. I want to see what he does behind this line because we've yet to actually see him in any of these preseason games. We've watched the run game not look great. We've watched Cam Akers have to make something out of nothing all the time when he was out there for many, many, many times with the third or even the second string O-line. But we haven't been able to see Joe Mixon. And I want to see the impact that Joe Mixon brings to this team. He's a guy that catches out of the backfield, which means he doesn't really have to come off the field. You don't need like a third down back because he is so good with his hands. I'm really intrigued to see the impact he has on this offense.
Yeah, as am I. I mean, he was my number two, without a doubt. And we hadn't even seen this guy get tackled yet. I mean, so I'm
no, we haven't.
I'm anxious to see him play and how he can help this run game. I think it's going to be a big upgrade. Now, I still think the O-line and the scheme has to be better just to get a consistent, like a true complementary run attack. But a guy that has the physicality to go get plus yardage inside the tackles, the guy that has the speed to bounce it and turn the corner, the ability to help you and expect to help you and expect to have catches throughout a game, I think he can have a monster season from a pass-catching perspective. So I think he's a huge upgrade at that position, and I think the run game is significantly better because of him. And I'm excited to see exactly how much better it can be.
Yeah, I am. Tank Dell, someone text in. Yeah, the receiver, and we can talk about this more tomorrow. I am intrigued to see who is the receiver that kind of gets off in this game, because I know they're going to throw the ball. They're going to throw it. You know, it feels like from what we've seen in the offseason that it's been Stephon Diggs,
yeah,
who they have made it a point to get involved early or to get involved in games to try to get the ball in his hands, during practice at least, to get the ball in his hands. But I'm intrigued to see who is it that is the receiver that's the one that's the lead guy coming up in this game, because we may see it kind of fluctuate week to week. It may be that way, or it may be Stephon Diggs is the lead guy. But is it Nico? Is it Tank? Is it Stephon Diggs? I'm interested in seeing that too.
Yeah. What is the best version of the Texans' offense? Look, I mean, you can't continue to ask all the receivers to play all the positions. At some point in time, guys have to settle in and have some identity of, hey, you're going to be our X receiver, you're going to be our H receiver, you're going to be our Z receiver, you're going to be our move guy. You know, there's
it doesn't make sense to continue to ask everybody to do all of those things just because you want to get somebody touches. Like, it's a lot easier, in my opinion, to have a guy, especially when you have them, because you do have them, like Diggs, to be the focal point, and everything plays off of him. Now, he's got a big responsibility. He's got to know the playbook inside and out. He's got to use his experience to obviously see pressures and recognize zones and things of that nature. But he's plenty capable of doing that. So it is how they deploy this wide receiver group, I think, is going to be interesting.
It will be. All right. Again, as we said, coming up behind us, Texans All Access and then Area 45. After that, Tyler, I know you got your ass kicked yesterday in terms of betting. Did you make it up at all today?
Not yet, but I got quite a bit of action on Thursday Night Football.
Woo! Oh, God. Well, give it to us real quick. What you got on Thursday Night Football?
Let me pull it up. I know I'm on the Chiefs spread.
Oh, my God. He's been having baseball, Clint. Now he's at football.
Oh, I've been waiting to bet football for a while.
He's got college football, NFL, and the Astros rolling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got
better be deep.
Real quick, Xavier Worthy under 3.5 receptions. Travis Kelce over 5.5 receptions. Pacheco over 58.5 rushing yards. And finally, Patrick Mahomes over 268 passing yards tonight.
I would have told you, boy, whatever that number is for Rashee Rice on receptions, I would have taken the over. I think tonight's a big Rashee Rice game.
This think makes Worthy, some
money. Worthy going up the field, down the field, scaring the Ravens to get back with Kelce in the middle of the field, the number one guy you got to take away. And I think that's going to leave a lot of Rashee Rice in the middle of the field open here tonight. It's been a good one, baby.
I started to make a bad joke.
Yeah,
I'm glad I bit my tongue.
Hey, you caught yourself.
Being soft over there.
Well, I'm gonna bite my tongue.
It's a Rashee Rice joke.
Yeah.
You might want to bite your tongue on that. That'd be fun. It'd be a damn thing if they came out there and Rodgers said, actually, you know what? You're suspended right before the game started.
Your suspension's going to start right now.
It's
going
to start right now. All right. Hey, shout out to Travis Johnson who joined the show earlier, and shout out to everybody here who have been great. The people at Buffalo Wild Wings, the people of Bud Light, all our winners. We appreciate you. Our promo team, our engineer Matt, we appreciate you. Tyler back at the station working hard as always. Clint, great job. I am Ron Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Thirsty Thursday. We have taken a trip all around this beautiful city.
You ain't never lied. You ain't never lied. I had to get me a new set of tires, and I ran out of gas twice making these Bud Light Buffalo Wild Wings rounds.
Now, that's completely your fault, but the gas.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.